A new analysis from the Associated Press found that student loan defaults in Wisconsin have increased by nearly 50% since last fall. Advocates worry that it's going to get worse. According to that analysis, a borrower in default is someone who's failed to make payments for more than about 9 months. The number of delinquent borrowers increased by more than 4 million nationwide after a pandemic-era pause put in place by the Biden administration ended in fall of 2024. This data doesn't take into account the elimination of the Saving on a Valuable Education, or SAVE, plan. The sunsetting of that plan is leaving millions of borrowers with the prospect of higher payments in the coming months, including Marie Stoltenberg. She told WPR her student loan payments are set to rise from $100 per month under the SAVE plan to $500 per month under her new plan.
I'm a single mom. I live in a part of the state where rent is extremely high. Cost of living has gone up, as we all know. I am thinking about things like, do I need to ask my aging parents for help?
Carol Trone is executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt and executive director of the Fair Opportunity Project, a nonprofit focused on college access and affordability. WPR's Brady Carlson spoke with her earlier this week.
What was your initial reaction when you saw this analysis? A 50% jump in student loan defaults among Wisconsin borrowers since last fall.
That number in itself is alarming to see. But given the work that I do daily in the student loan space, I wasn't exactly surprised to see it. Looking at numbers here in Wisconsin and then nationwide, you know, what we're seeing a lot of is that borrowers are having to put their student loan debt, you know, front and center now in their attention. And I think with that jump, what you're seeing is that a lot of people, whether because of the payment pauses or confusing messages, difficulty reaching their servicers, they have not been making the payments that that they need to be making. So we're definitely in a phase right now where we're seeing more defaults, and we are working hard to make sure that those borrowers know what they need to be doing now.
As you mentioned, we were seeing defaults on loans in mid-2025, which is really the earliest that people could be classified in that way, given that the pandemic-era student loan pause ended in late 2024. So there were people coming out of that pause who were still facing some of the challenges that they had before the pause started. Is that right?
That's right. And actually, we're seeing, unfortunately, numbers that are even a little bit higher in terms of default rates than they were before the pandemic.
And let's go into some of the factors behind that. An official with the Institute for College Access and Success alleged that a new type of repayment plan called the Repayment Assistance Plan could see unpredictable payment spikes. Why is that?
So the Repayment Assistance Plan, or RAP, is maybe how people know this new plan. It has a much stricter formula for determining what your monthly payment will be. And at the very lowest levels of household income, the payment difference that you might see between RAP and one of the older plans, many borrowers in Wisconsin are maybe still in the SAVE plan, but if they're moving to the RAP plan, or they're at least just looking at the RAP plan as a new option, what's happening is that because there isn't an allowance for, you know, their, like, a cost of living allowance like the SAVE plan had, many borrowers are seeing that their payments might be double or triple or even four times as high. And for a lot of people, that's quite a shock.
So in a way, you might be at a certain point making too much money to qualify for the discounted payments, and then your payment spikes.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Because the payment calculations are based on your AGI, your adjusted gross income. And there isn't that buffer for living allowance like the SAVE plan had. So for a lot of people, they're saying, well, sure, that's my, you know, that might be my AGI, that might be my income on paper. But we all know that inflation has driven up our housing costs, our food costs, transportation, gasoline. So all of those numbers in there are now making a higher student loan payment into really a lot more of a crunch.
You mentioned the SAVE plan, which was the Biden era plan, under which borrowers qualified for lower payments. The Department of Education has ended that plan. Saving on a Valuable Education is what SAVE stands for. Student loan servicers are sending notices to thousands of borrowers instructing them to switch to new plans within 90 days. And it's worth pointing out this analysis from the Associated Press doesn't take into account the consequences of the end of the SAVE plan. What do you expect to see going forward relating to defaults on student borrowing?
Well, you know, I can only speculate based on trends, but I think we are likely to see a few more borrowers, or maybe not so, maybe not just a few borrowers in Wisconsin who fall behind on their payments. They may go into default. What will happen with a borrower who is in the SAVE plan right now is once they receive that notice from their servicer, that sets the clock. So within 90 days, they will need to proactively switch to another repayment plan, or the Department of Education is going to do the switch for them. So they don't have the option of continuing to stay in the SAVE plan as they've been able to do these last couple of years while that plan was in litigation and, you know, people were put into a forbearance while the litigation played out. So the SAVE plan is dead. So if you don't move into a new plan, which for many people might be the wrap plan, within the 90 days, you will find yourself in the standard repayment plan. Now you can always go back into your account and look to see whether you want to switch out of that standard repayment plan. But standard repayment, again, could be a higher monthly payment for a lot of people. And given all of those pressures on people's household budgets, at least what we're hearing and seeing from borrowers that reach out to us is that this amount of payment can be unaffordable.
We're talking about the reported rise in student loan defaults among Wisconsin borrowers with Carol Trone, Executive Director of Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt and Executive Director of Fair Opportunity Project, a nonprofit focused on college access and affordability. What penalties do borrowers face if they are in default on student loans?
Well, that's a great question. And just to explain to listeners, so default happens after 270 days of non-payment. And so if that's you, and that's, you know, most of a year, at that point, what can happen is for sure it's going to affect your credit rating. And with a lower credit score, you're going to have more difficulty getting loans for cars, getting a mortgage. You won't be able to go back to school and borrow federal loans. You could possibly have your wages garnished. And that, you know, that is a right that the Department of Education exercises. But there are a lot of consequences. You know, if your credit score gets dinged like this, it can take you several years to get back to that kind of credit score that you may have had before this problem happened.
A student loan default then can be a major problem for an individual and their whole household. More broadly, what does a spike in defaults where we see more people who are facing potential garnishments, facing potential bankruptcies, facing payments that they may not be able to afford, what does that mean for the state's economy, for employers, for people who aren't just the student borrowers themselves?
That's a great question. You know, it can be difficult to easily track the way this is playing out, say, county by county. We do know from, for instance, a study that was done back in 2018-19, so before the pandemic, that default rates varied across the state. And areas of Wisconsin that had some of the highest default rates also had the lowest college completion rates. So you know, that ripple effect can be less, you know, with fewer credentials, you know, fewer certifications, then you don't have those options for employment that can help really, you know, grow your income. As we're, you know, as we've talked about already, you know, just that inflationary pressure that's on pretty much every Wisconsin household. I think you're going to see people pulling back on, you know, going out to eat or being much more cautious when they go to the grocery store. I talked to a borrower just recently that said, well, you know, if I'm, you know, one alternative might be that that my child can't do the sports that we know that that they love doing. So I think, you know, there's going to be some ways where we see perhaps a very measurable impact on the economy in our state. And I think there's going to be also some impacts that we maybe see in indirect ways.
How much room is there for someone who says, you know what, I'm at the risk of default or I may be past that point? Can they still reach out to the lender and say, I'd like to negotiate lower payments or defer payments? What options do they have right now?
That's an excellent question. So I'll back up a little bit and say, as soon as, you know, so everyone should be logging into their account at studentaid.gov. That is the one source of truth for what federal loans do you have? What is the balance? What was the interest rate? Who is the servicer? So look at that and then look to see from that who your servicer is. If you don't know that already, make sure that those two accounts jive in terms of saying, you know, what your loan balances are, what your monthly payment is. And, you know, if you see a payment there, particularly if you are one of those many save borrowers that is now coming out of the forbearance and needs to start making those payments again, don't wait. Look to see what that payment is. Look to see, you know, there's a repayment calculator. Look to see if there are options that might be more affordable for you. And if you're seeing either that you can't make that payment, or if you have reached that point of default, contact your servicer. There are very specific ways that you can avoid default. And then if you are actually in default, you can restore your loan and through a series of payments. So once you start that process with your servicer, they will walk you through what are the steps that you need to make. They will work with you to see you know, what can be that affordable payment. But it's very important that people avoid that stage of default. And then if they do find themselves in it, definitely reach out. This is not a problem that is going to go away.
Carol, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Carol Trone is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt and Executive Director of the Fair Opportunity Project, a nonprofit focused on college access and affordability. WPR's Brady Carlson spoke with her earlier this week about rising student loan default rates here in Wisconsin and around the country.